It was what?
No, we missed it.
Oh, we missed it? Okay.
But what we didn't miss is how fire those Olive Next Level Living hats are. I ain't gonna lie to you.
They hidden.
Hit, you see that? Yeah, you zoom in a little bit more on Crystal's head. That thing, That helped. And Mike, you see how we got this stitching above the top? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's it right there.
What you call this? Vintage?
Is that a stonewash?
Stonewash.
Yeah, stonewash. Yeah.
It's stone.
Yeah, stonewash.
I really the like best. These actually Look. Better than like regular colors. I like
this wash. You already know. Yeah. So shout out. Yeah. Shout out to the home team. See y'all rocking the Olive. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so I got some I need to talk about today. You know what I'm saying? Excited to see, you know what I'm saying, y'all's input. I think it's something that I've been kind of struggling with, and we gonna dig in there. You know what I'm saying?
Can y'all, how does my posture look on here? Can y'all see them sitting like a side chick?
Like, you don't sit like a side chick?
Because how my legs look? Because this leg is not supposed to be in the camera. Like a side chick?
I mean,
like,
we kind of used to
the way I'm looking right now, look like I'm ready for the exit. Like, I'm ready to go at any point. Like, I want, this don't look comfortable. It looks like I'm ready to move.
Well, take
like,
your shoes off and put your foot up.
No, you do look comfortable.
Okay. I mean, I am comfortable. I just don't like the way it looks.
Oh, yeah, you look cute.
Did you hear Jay?
You look cute. Like, first, he like real cute.
Like,
my God.
No,
it works.
No.
It works. Let's get this show on the road. All right, so look, I realized something the other day. I was in the shower in my feelings about something.
Uh-huh.
But I wasn't in my feelings because I was just in my feelings. I was in my feelings because somebody else was in their feelings.
Mm.
And my first feeling was that they ain't gonna never get to where they supposed to get to until they get out of their feelings. So I want to talk about that. It's real hard to be in your bag and in your feelings at the same time. Does that make sense? Like, it's hard to, because you know, everybody talking about, I'm in my bag. That meaning, you staying focused on what you want to do and what you want to have and what you want to experience. But sometimes when you caught up in your feelings, like, that can stop you from really going to that next level. I want to talk about it. What you think, Chris?
Is it possible to be caught up in your feelings and still doing the work to be successful? Can they coexist or no?
I think it depends, right? I think there are sometimes, like, what are feelings? Let's talk about that.
I don't know.
Feelings, I mean, they're emotions. You know, you go through an array of them. You have happiness, sadness, disappointment. You have, there's like seven core emotions, something like that. I don't know. But they're feelings. I mean, they're emotions that we naturally come with.
Right.
And we have to figure out how to regulate them if they are impeding our progress. However, how do you decipher which one is impeding your progress and which one is like a sensor of protection for you? Right.
Have y'all heard of the book, The Four Agreements?
Bro, I just started reading that.
Yeah. All right. So one of the four agreements that I feel like is the most pivotal one is never assume.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like oftentimes people be like, yo, Jay, man, you always see the best in people. I don't see the best. I just give you the benefit of the doubt. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you prove me wrong, then that's otherwise.
Yeah.
But I had an experience earlier here recently where somebody was in their feelings about something and it kind of turned things around in a sense. You feel me?
Yeah.
And I just remember feeling like, man, that wasn't the case.
Mm-hmm.
But if you stay in that place and you believe that lie and you and your feelings, you ain't gonna never get to where you're supposed to be.
Yeah.
Right. If you're in your feelings and you're not asking for clarity, or if you haven't communicated what your feelings are appropriately, then you're living in your headspace.
Right.
You're living in your mind. You're living in your emotions. You're not actually living for a result. You're not actually living to be progressive in any way. You're stuck in wanting to feel the same way you felt about other things in the past. And so it's a training of your mind to get out of your feelings, because it's easier said than done.
Yes. No, it's hard. And let me be the first to say, right, it's not easy to not be in your feelings, but sometimes you got to go off of facts. When I look at folks that's like really getting busy and they really dominating in different areas of life, right? I just feel like, man, those are people that's like, yo, forget the feelings. What are the facts?
Right.
What's my mission? What am I supposed to be getting done? Like, what should I be accomplishing here?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And not what makes me comfortable
right.
or what hurt my feelings or what wasn't cool or not, because that could not be.
True. Yeah. But what were the facts in this situation? And did they have a right to feel the way that they did based on the facts?
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. So you talking about in this particular situation?
Yes.
No.
So
you said they didn't?
No, they didn't have the right to feel that way.
Based on the facts.
Based on the facts.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, man, let me tell you something, man. Folks be misled.
For sure.
Folks, the enemy will whisper. Listen to me. I have, and when I give too many passes, like if this person, you got too many opportunities to make things right or to clarify things, miss me with that, right? Mm-hmm. But I feel like there are times, man, where the enemy be whispering. The enemy will whisper to somebody, this person don't care about you. This person said this about you. And that could not even be the case.
Yeah.
Bro, that person just looks this way because of something. It's just stupid
that's
stuff.
One of the most frustrating things is being intentional about either your affirmation or your character consistently. And then something happened with somebody and all of a sudden it throw them off to the point where they questioning your consistency.
Mm.
And you've been nothing but the same the whole time. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, that's the kind of stuff I don't like to defend. It's like, yo, like, why am I having to prove to you something I've never changed? Mm. Like, just go back and check the track record. I don't know what's going on in your life right now, but just look at the consistency of it.
True. Mm-hmm. But I want to go back to success versus emotions, or being successful by being out of your feelings. I want to understand why you think you would be more successful if you were out of your feelings versus more successful, like the emotionally intelligent, like, you know, CEOs and all these other people that are super successful because they understand the emotions of their employees. Like, they tell you to be the best, you have to emotionally be intelligent. Your EQ has to be off the charts. And so I think that emotion's not going to go away. Right. Feelings are not going to go away.
I don't think he's saying that.
I'm not finished.
I think he's talking about respecting. I think he's not just talking about respecting it. I think he's talking about not operating in those emotions, in those negative emotions.
Yeah, but she's saying as a leader, a high level leaders are able to not only be in tune with their emotions,
right,
but the emotions of other people.
Yes.
But also though, but high level leaders are not mind readers.
They're not mind readers. But let me go back and finish.
Okay.
Because
he'll cut you off.
Yeah. So high level leaders, they can operate in a space of understanding that emotional intelligence, because not everyone is going to think the way a CEO thinks. Not everyone is going to operate that way. And you're right. You're not a mind reader, but learning to be more emotionally intelligent when it comes to the different staff you have will only help you in the long run.
Absolutely.
And so for the person that is emotional, that is living in their emotional state, yes, they can impede their progress. However, if they have a leader that is like, okay, you're in your way, but I'm going to like help to get you to the next level and see that you can move past this regardless of your emotions.
Mm-hmm.
That is what a lot of people I see, a lot of people need. And they don't have that example.
That's the level I need to get to.
Mm.
For the record, I'm not that guy.
Okay.
I try to, but it be a lot sometimes. You know what I'm saying? And I got so much going on. Now, I think when we bring on our new COO, and I've got somebody else that can take some of this stuff off my plate, I can be a bit more in tune.
Mm-hmm.
But I am unfortunate. Here's my weakness. Let me tell y'all. Can I share with y'all my weakness is?
Let me know.
My weakness is expecting everybody else to move like me.
Yeah. Oh.
My weakness is expecting other people to think right. like me. My weakness is expecting other people to have the same hunger, the same drive,
right.
to be just as passionate as I am.
But
and I've got to grow as a leader and know some people just not wired like that.
They're not wired
like
that.
That's why I'm the boss
most
and they not
people.
The boss.
And right. And Jeremy, you're anointed though. And you've been through so much to get there.
Right.
These other people, they don't have the same experiences. They don't have the same anointment.
Right.
The anointing on their lives.
Right.
And so for you to operate in a space and thinking that these people are going to be just as good as you, you're putting yourself at their level. You don't operate at their level.
But I'm expecting. It's like, let me tell you something. Yeah. I know.
It's like if I
come across somebody, man, I went to Tracy sent me to Zaxby's. She liked to get the little salad with the little fried mushroom. That'd be her protein for the salad.
Bro, what is that? That sounds fire. She ordered that last time and I didn't know nothing about
that. Let me
tell
you something, bro. I went and got that. They messed up Ebony's order. You know what I'm saying? Mike was supposed to get four things. He only got three things. It was just average. They didn't put the front. So I called the boss. Yeah. I called the boss. Remember I called the boss, Mike?
Yeah.
I called the boss there, the manager. I was like, say, bruh, want to just explain what's going on. I'm really frustrated. He was just like, okay. I was starting to talk to him. He was just like, okay, just calm down. And I was calm. And that's what had me hot. I was like, bro, I'm calm. Yeah. I just want to explain to you my frustration. And so I began to share it. And then I was finished sharing. My man was quiet for like 20 seconds. I was like, hello? Oh, I just want to see if you were done. I was like, okay, this is why your operation is operating where they are. Because you got a certain spirit on you too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I agree. That's the area I got to grow in. I honestly don't feel like I'm a good leader.
What?
I don't feel like I'm a good leader.
I wonder if that's God keeping you humble so that you don't ever go
too
far.
I don't nurture my team how I should. I'm just trying to make sure we stay afloat.
That's only one side of it, though.
And then we're able to generate revenue so everybody can get this.
You may not do it like everybody else, bro, but you have your ways.
Yeah.
You have your ways, bro.
Yeah.
When we started, bro, and you gave us, what was it, 5 or 6 seconds a piece of consistent eye contact to let us know that you genuinely appreciated us coming out here to do this podcast.
Yeah, that was a good moment.
But it was genuine. And even though we receive you as you are able to be received and your consistency with it. We take it for who you are. Tracy's not emotional, but I know that she cares about me.
Right,
like when I feel that, I don't expect every time I see Tracy for me to get a hug or to ask for one. Mm-hmm. But I know that she cares. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
But a lot of people associate love with physical touch. And so some people feel off like, Tracy, are you mad at me? No, she's not.
Right.
She's just her. She don't need that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not the same leader as everybody else, bro, but you're a great leader.
But it's a lot of areas. Crystal, you know, that's a lot of areas I need to work on to grow as a leader.
Yeah, I think even with that possible, you can still be a great leader while becoming better. For sure. The hell y'all doing?
No,
what's on your mind? What happened?
I don't want you to question your leadership because that is a gift. You are a leader. And I think that you don't have as much brain capacity to operate in other people's feelings right now or maybe to organize things as much as you would like to. But I don't think that has anything to do with your leadership.
Well, I think it does. And I receive it, but I feel like I can be better. All right, so everybody is looking like Steve Jobs, like he's an icon. He was a jerk. He was a very mean person.
Yeah.
He was almost like a slave master, like constantly drilling people. People did not like to work for him, but they got things done.
And guess what?
I don't never want to be like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, man, let's just get it done so we can all have our cue. It's like 2 years I've been talking about. We're going to do our annual, you know what I'm saying, company retreat. You know what I'm saying? In December, like everybody fly in. Like I got everybody. Like I know what I want to do, but I know what it takes to get it. And I'm locked up and I'm wake up laser sharp focused, but I don't always have the time to be like, okay, boom, all right, boom, all right, boom, all right. How are you feeling? How you were? It's hard. And I do try to be intentional. Like, Chris, you would be proud of me. I'd be on the phone with some team members and I'd be like, all right, let me just take my pace down. Let me just tone it and pace it out when I really want to just get like, like, let's get it done.
Yeah.
So it's some areas I got to work on. And so I just feel like I've come across over the past year, maybe over the past 12 months, I've come across so many different people in their interactions, and I'm like, you caught up on your feelings. You want some emotional stuff right now. And what you're thinking is not really true. Mm. And because you're not emotionally stable, because you're not able to effectively communicate, you know what I'm saying? Like you're viewing one thing one way, and that's not necessarily the case. And you can be up in your head in a fog space. Mm. Let me tell you something. A real scary place is to be right here inside your head.
Bro, worse.
Those thoughts will begin to wander. You'll start telling yourself something, and it could be not the case, and the enemy sitting back laughing. And that person you feel a certain type of way about is probably thinking like, I never thought that. I didn't even realize that it even offended you.
Have you read the book? I mean, probably Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus.
I heard about it. I never read it.
Okay. I think it would be helpful in understanding the male-female dynamics, the feminine energy versus the masculine energy.
Right.
Because a lot, I'm not sure, but if I had to guess, I would say a lot of the emotional encounters you've had have been with feminine energy.
And they might not always be from females.
Right. But the majority of them are probably.
You know, sometimes. Because sometimes we can be in our
families. But that's why I say feminine energy. Yeah. I didn't say female versus male. Feminine energy.
Yeah, that's deep.
Is it true that we all have feminine
energy? We all have feminine energy.
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
And so I think that book will help you understand basically how this person is thinking when they say certain things to you versus how you receive it. And how to transition into being in their shoes when they say it and transition when you receive it.
Right.
And so I think that we just need the tools to be able to be better. And I say this all the time. We just don't have the tools to know how to do better. And in this particular situation, I know it's tough to want to like get things done, but still be present with their emotional state. But that's very important. Because nothing gets done if they're not in that headspace to do so. And they shut down altogether and you really just don't, you know, the whole ship starts to sink.
Right.
And it's like you have to take care. And I cannot know
that you've been feeling a certain way for the past 6 months. I was like, I got no clue. How am I supposed to know that? You know, and that's the dangerous part. And that's what people don't realize. They can be all up in their feelings about something and you ain't never opened up your mouth. You ain't never had a halfway adult conversation. You ain't never said, I was mad when you said, I would appreciate that.
Yeah.
Like, I've got no clue. I'm thinking everything is sweet. And then it blows up and I'm just like, where did that come from?
But do you think sometimes you being the boss is intimidating so people don't open up?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. I could be wrong. I could be biased. But I'm the type of guy.
You're definitely wrong.
Come on. Y'all know how goofy I can be.
But before you were my boss, you were my friend too. You know what I'm saying? So I was already desensitized because I know. Bro, shut up. I guess you can't say that to your boss. Can you? I was talking to my friend. I wasn't talking to my boss. But what I'm saying is that I'm desensitized because of the prior relationship, but everybody who might only see you as a boss sees you're intense. You know what I'm saying? And it's because you're passionate, but that can be come off as intimidating to certain people. And the thing about it is that you love hard and you genuinely care about the people that work for you and work with you.
I feel like if they knew me,
I definitely agree with you.
If you knew me, like, come on now. If you knew me,
one of my friends has a thing that he jokes around and he says, like, if you do something stupid or in a situation, he says, if you knew, why would you do? Like, so, and we'd laugh about it, but he always says it in moments where there was misclarification or misunderstanding or lack of communication. Right. He's like, bro, if you knew, I'd be like, why would you do?
And so we laugh it off,
but it's the truth.
Right.
Because if they really knew how you really would react or how you really thought, they wouldn't do or feel or think or allow it to at least fester or sit.
Yeah, or have the wrong perception of what your intentions
are. To grow into that.
Right.
So I got a friend of mine, right? And if I call him out, he'll be hot. So I ain't gonna call his name. But I got one of my partners, right?
Mm-hmm.
Every place he go to, he don't last longer than 6 months.
Mm.
It's everybody else's fault. It's everybody else's fault. I'm like, bro, you the common denominator here. If you look at the past 4 years of your life, you're not where you thought you would be. You're not where you want to be. It's everybody else's fault. It's you. But you don't have the emotional, like you said, like intelligence to realize, like, let me not be so caught up in my feelings. Let me just show up every single day and put my head down and put the work in and do what I got to do and focus on the mission at hand and not be so caught up on all those other feelings. But I feel like sometimes people's trash. People's past and traumas.
Yes, trashed.
Trash, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, their past and traumas kind of put them in that position to where they begin to feel a certain type of way.
It is.
And I feel like that's what it is. And so that's why I say I have to grow as a leader.
Yeah.
Because if I understand what different people are dealing with and what some different traumas or some different triggers. You know, so let me say this. Actually, as a matter of fact, bump that. I'm a super dope leader. It's levels to it, but don't get it twisted. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a dope leader. I just realized something.
Right.
You feel me? Like,
what is
I'm a dope leader. You feel me? You feel me? Because I took the DISC assessment. I studied this thing. I got the whole DISC assessment breakdown. Our mental health coach, he's trained all of our staff. So I know how to communicate effectively with Tracy and Ebony and Shaquan and Ryan, like our whole squad. Leslie, like I know. Like when I got a text message from Leslie this morning, she's our curriculum director. I got a text message from her. I wouldn't have got from nobody else because she a high D. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, she barking at me, but I got a little D inside me. Now I'm about to let you know. And then she was just like, yep, respect. You know what I'm saying? Like, we had a dope little exchange. So I do learn that. So I do know how I can connect with people, you know what I'm saying, in different places. And
wait,
so I have tried to think. No, stay focused. You good. I have had times when I've said, you know what, how can I effectively communicate with different members of our team so that I can make, you know what I'm saying, build the best relationship with them to get the job done. And so it's hard. So when we talk about like the DISC assessment, everybody knows because Mike's nut.
Oh my gosh.
The D is the more dominant. The I is the more interconnected, the more outgoing. The S is the more supportive, right? Yeah. And the C is the more cautious. So when I reference Leslie and I'm like, she got a high D, you know what I'm saying? She's more dominant. She's more direct. So when she sends me a message, it's not her trying to be a certain type of way. That's just
how she is.
It's how she's wired, right? So, but I can't communicate with someone else that way because they're not going to receive it. But because I'm a high D too, it don't really make me none. And so I just feel like for the people out here, I guess I'm thinking of some loved ones. I've got some friends. If they could just get their emotions intact. They are losing out on opportunities to do great things if they can just manage their emotions.
That's tough, man.
And that's, I feel like that's what, I'm good. I swear to the Father above, I'm Gucci.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking like, man, you missing another, you done burned another bridge. You done messed up another opportunity to do something great because you was caught up in your feelings.
Wow.
Because of what you thought. And I used to be that guy. I used to, man, Crystal, I used to be all in my head and come up with all these different narratives. And then when I finally have the nerve to sit down with the person and inquire, I was like, oh, that wasn't the case? Or you wasn't doing that? Mm. Like, I know folk, they'd be like, well, y'all didn't invite me to the party. Well, I heard you had COVID. No, that was the other Pam. Oh, I thought it was you. I know a few Pams.
Right.
Like, it's been stuff like that's happening. How come I ain't getting invited? It's like, bro, what are you even talking about? You know what I'm saying? Like, folks be in their feelings.
Yeah.
And then it messes up the things that they're supposed to experience. Yeah. And I guess that's what I'm talking about. Like, you can't be in your feelings and in your bad. But I know some people that's like, man, I don't care what people got to say. I'm finna handle my business every single day.
If you're going to be in your feelings or if you have that feeling, that sensation, you need to communicate. You need to communicate what's on your mind. Because you can't just shut it down and expect your reality to be the facts. Because your reality is not always the facts.
I'm afraid of assuming.
It needs to be clarified.
Mm-hmm.
If you have something with somebody, you have some beef with somebody, you need to address it.
I ain't got no beef.
You sure?
That episode we had
about forgiveness.
About forgiveness and set you free.
That don't mean you got beef though. I just don't have a good taste for you. It ain't beef. Sometimes you cannot care for somebody, but it ain't no beef, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't rock with you. That's it.
Yeah.
Okay. But I think that the key takeaway is if you are a person that's emotional in your feelings, you need to communicate why you feel that way. And don't cut somebody off and don't think that, again, their reality is your reality. And just learn to just get out of your own head and start to address it more.
Man, I got one of my homeboys, man. He was feeling a certain type of way because whenever I would have some at the house with some local entrepreneurs, you know what I'm saying? He was kind of feeling like, you know what I'm saying, bro, how come I don't get... You know, send them invitations, huh?
Yeah.
And I'm just like, bro, like, you've been in your feelings all this time? You know what I'm saying? Like, you was in all this time, you know what I'm saying? You was feeling a certain type of way, and that wasn't even the case. I didn't even think about you. Like, I could have invited 100 people over here.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't that. But sometimes you can be so caught up into how you feeling, and that can set you back.
And a lot of times, that's how you feel about yourself.
That part.
Yeah.
That part right there.
Mm-hmm.
So how you feeling about yourself, if you even smell...
what
proof
the rock
of that.
Oh.
And that could not be the case. You a fool. You a fool.
Okay.
Why? You smell what the rock is cooking. But if you catch a whiff of that, then you probably think like, see, I knew that would be true. And then you upset at a narrative that you created for yourself.
That's crazy.
Instantly becomes reality. Yes.
Yeah, and then you self-sabotage.
Yes.
And the enemy that's been whispering all that stuff to you all that time is sitting back laughing at you.
Mm.
So for me, I'm just like, man, I'm just trying to move in a way where I'm like, I ain't got to worry about, you know what I'm saying, what other people are thinking about me.
Yeah.
Let me just do what I got to do every single day.
Yeah. Got to.
And so I'm telling my people now, like, man, get out your feelings, get in your bag, handle your business, show up every single day, do the best you can do. Who cares what people think? Who cares what people got to say? They're not paying your bills. They're not paying your mortgage. They're not paying your rent. They're not paying your car note. They're not paying for your life insurance. They ain't changing no diapers inside your house. They ain't cooking no meals. Like, handle your business, get out your feelings and stay in your bag. And a lot of people get caught up on their feelings or what other people think about them or what, how they're going to be viewed. Man, just handle your business every single day.
True.
You know what I'm saying? One of my homeboys, Jason, Mr. 2 Weeks, said, focus on you until the focus is on you. You know what I'm saying? Like, focus on you until the focus is on you. But everybody else, folks be wondering, like, well, what's she got to say? What's she got? Man, just handle your business.
Right.
So when I be coming across friends or family that be caught up in their feelings over something that's dumb and that's not true, I'm like, yo, you done got bamboozled by the enemy. And now you sitting here looking like poo-poo. You know what I'm saying? You looking like boo-boo the fool, because that wasn't even the case.
Yeah.
And now you losing out on opportunities. Like, I've helped some family members that was in that place that's dominating now. Because they like, yo, I'm not on feelings. I am excited for that. Like, I got family members, you know what I'm saying, that's like literally like, yep, I used to be on that victim. I used to be on that everybody, what was me? I used to be on that everybody's against me, but I'm not on my feelings no more. I'm on facts. And I handle my business and I'm laser sharp focused. And now they're on the other side. So I'm just thinking like, yo, if we could just help more people get to that space.
It's not easy, but it's worth it. First of all, this podcast let me know I'm emotional. Like, I didn't even realize.
Why are you talking the sexy voice? You falling asleep? What'd you say?
Y'all on this sexy voice. I'm close.
Oh, okay.
Anytime I'm too close, I have to talk. All right,
so go ahead. Finish. My bad.
It's all good.
Yeah.
Am I sexy?
Appreciate you not being in your feelings.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I was about to joke it out, too. That's cool.
Yeah.
But I realize I am emotional, and it's because I care. But there's other ways to go about it than just feeling it so heavily, I guess. I don't know if that makes sense or not, but I can let things pass. And I hold on to everything, if that makes sense. So basically, there are levels that I can grow to if I let things flow off of me too. Like, everything don't have to be explained either. Some things just ain't that big of a deal. Like, I didn't really understand that. Oh, well, I trust the character of the person. Ain't on that. It ain't that big of a deal. Right. Okay, I'm going to keep it moving.
That's a mature person that can give the benefit of the doubt.
Give the benefit of the doubt.
And not take everything so personal.
That's
what
I'm saying.
You got to be real mature to do that.
So I'm just saying, like, in my own life, I can grow from being willing to give people the doubt. And guess what? I may end up giving people the doubt that didn't even deserve it. But it still does something for me, knowing that I was mature enough to give them that. A couple episodes ago, we talked about forgiveness. Allowing people, sometimes they say forgiveness is for you, not the other person. So regardless, even if they're ready to be forgiven or even asking about it, you're giving of something to let something off of you. Because until I let go of those bricks, I'm carrying around that weight. And so for my focus and for me becoming who I am, there are some things I just got to shed off of me. And everything somebody puts on me is not for me. This might be a package that I need to just drop off. This is not something I need to carry around with me. That wasn't for me, you know? It's levels I can grow to even hearing y'all explain this, but.
Have there been times, Chris, where you was just like, you know what? I'm in my feelings right now. Let me get out of my feelings. Let me focus on the facts. Can you identify a time when you was just like, you know what? I'm tripping. I'm in my feelings.
Yeah.
Care to share?
A lot of my stuff is real confidential, but I'm going to talk in code.
Okay. There we go. Yeah.
So I was in a, I'm gonna say, work situation. And I was being asked to do a lot more than what my title kind of, you know, required me to do.
Okay.
And so it was like, okay, not only is it one title now, but it's like four titles now. And I know that these other titles get paid way more than I do. But now I'm doing all of it. And I just have to sit there and not say anything because I'm doing a favor to, you know, the person that's running this company. And I'm like, yeah, but it don't feel right for me. Like, yeah, I would love to do the work. I know how to do the work. But it feels like I'm being taken advantage of. And so I have to decipher between my feelings and my self-worth. Like, am I really being taken advantage of or am I just in my feelings? And so, yeah, I had to sit down and really, like, go through each of these. And then I decided, like, I'm in my feelings a little bit, but I am being taken advantage of because I know I track the budget and I know how much all these other people get paid. And I know that if I'm only doing one job, I only have the title of one job, but I'm doing all of their other jobs. I should be getting paid at least 10 grand more. And I was like, no. So I'm going to have a conversation about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I had a conversation about
it. You didn't just keep it to yourself.
I didn't just keep it to myself.
You didn't let it fester.
I didn't internalize it. Work. No.
You didn't do a half job.
No.
Okay.
But I addressed it.
Yeah, that's maturity.
And then when I addressed it,
yeah.
I got fired.
Hmm.
Now you see why.
I'm
saying some people don't address it because of the hierarchy. Some people just internalize it because they don't know what will happen if they bring it up. Yes. I'm living proof.
Yeah. But
and that's only time I've ever been fired.
Right.
Because I know my worth ethic. I know my worth. I know what I put into a business. I know what I offer.
Right.
The one and only time. And it's because I stood up for myself.
Right.
And I communicated, hey, you know, I think that this is a situation that's going on. And I would like to either talk about more compensation or I would let's talk about how long I need to do these responsibilities.
And they was like, oh, don't worry. We can stop that today.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so
Person had a full ego. It's probably one of the dumbest persons, to be honest. One of the dumbest people.
Sure. Honest. But they were smart because they knew that you had the juice. Which is why they was asking you to do some things.
Shout out. And they might be smart enough to still check out this podcast. Next Level Living Podcast on YouTube and all streaming networks.
Yeah.
Shout out to your ex-boss.
And you ain't mind doing the work.
Right.
You was probably obviously really good at it.
Yeah.
Which is why they ask you to tap in and to be a part.
They wanted me to be a partner, all this stuff. Mm-hmm. As soon as I gave a little bit of a pushback, you need to do as I say.
Right.
You're not doing what I'm saying, you're gone. Right. And that's the type of person this person was, though.
Right.
So this person, I mean, you don't have many friends, but
he don't need friends in business.
Yeah, did you forgive him?
I think I'm getting there. I think I did initially, and then something else happened recently that
triggered
it. And so now I have to deal with that trigger and rework what the triggers actually are. Yeah.
I just want to make sure you end up hanging out.
Say what?
I don't know.
Yep. No, that's a good story. I can see why you take the position you take. And then some people might not feel, you know, saying comfortable communicating. Right.
But I didn't let that define how I communicate with anyone else going forward.
Afterwards, right.
So that's not impeding my progress from communicating with other people. I'm just saying some other people might be there and they might, on their growth journey, they might not be at the point of continuing to ask or repeat the same activities that got them fired. They might not be there.
True.
They might simply be in the space of just, let me just keep my head down and keep my mouth shut.
Now, had you been like, this is my fourth job I got fired from the past 2 years, guess what I would tell you? I would say, you the problem.
Yeah.
But that wasn't the case, of course. I mean, but I'm saying, but if it was, you know what I'm saying? Like this podcast episode is for the people who find themselves in their head and in their feelings and never talk about how they feel.
Right.
That's the problem.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's the problem. What would have been wrong is had you been doing what you do, meaning like, and you feeling like, man, they should pay me an extra $10,000 a month. But you never opened up your mouth.
Yeah.
And you let that thing fester and you let it fester and you let it fester and then you end up quitting because it could have worked out differently.
Yeah.
And if you know the character and heart of the people that you connected with, you could have went to them, had it been a different person, had it been me as a leader, since I realize I'm a pretty dope leader, had it been me, you know, I'd probably been like, you know what, you're right. You need an extra $10,000?
Yeah.
You're right. You have been coming through in the clutch. I'm willing to do whatever it takes to keep you here because I value you.
But you're not going to explain to everybody where the switch happened. You were definitely hard on yourself in the beginning and it confused the hell out of me. You said,
because
I really feel like I'm not a good leader. And I feel like it came from a genuine place.
I'm a good leader, but I'm not a great leader.
Okay. But you said you're a dope leader, and dope to me is great. But you snapped out of it. What was the switch?
It was emotional.
Come here.
I can't tell if she's trying to play me now.
No, it wasn't emotional. You were in your feelings.
I don't know what it was that triggered it, but you were so
left. Because you got out of your feelings and you started to use your brain and you were like, no, I did all these things. I've been doing all these things. I've been making sure that my team is this and that.
Yeah.
That's when you got out of it. When you start looking at the facts versus the emotions, that's when you got out of
it.
So
you saw the switch.
I saw the switch. Mm. When you start talking about the DISC assessment, yes, I saw the switch.
Mm-hmm. Even though Mike tried to switch me back when I mentioned the D.
Bro,
but it's okay.
Bro, first of all, you said that little D was in me. I said, hey, yo, whoa, where's Dewan when you need him? I need help on aisle three. Clean up on aisle 13.
I said I got a little D from the DISC.
No, you said you had a little D. You said she had the ID. He said, but I had a little D in me too. I said, oh Lord, have mercy. Hey, yeah.
That's funny, you stupid. Hey, so look, that's what y'all laughing
at. My bad on my tip. I said,
man, why y'all cutting up? No, but you're right. I did have, you're right. I was probably in emotion, probably harder on myself, but I know I have areas to grow.
It's not probably, I felt it.
Okay, there we go. I love it. I receive it. So but I realize I have areas to grow.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like sometimes I still, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm be like, man, where did that anger come from? Like Tracy be like, yo, how'd you go from 2 to 10? I'm like, that wasn't 2 to 10. That was like 2 to 6. Like, you know what I'm saying? She'd be extremely.
You know, which is more scary.
That bothers me.
Which is more scary.
You said that's what bothers you?
One thing that bothers me, if somebody say you go from 0 to 100, that bothers me.
You're like, oh, now you're about to get this 100. Because
I'm like, you didn't hear 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90. Right, right. You just heard 0.
Right.
And you just heard 100.
Right.
But I've been communicating everything in between. Mm. You just didn't hear me till I yelled.
Sounds emotional.
Yes.
Hello?
Yeah,
I told her I'm still waiting to see if it's an emotional response. Hold on.
Right.
What'd you want to say, Crystal?
I forgive you.
He's trying to egg you up.
She forgave me, Lord. She passes. Give her a green light, but give her a next test. She's ready.
Yeah, all right, there we go.
Next test?
What happened? You excel, but I'm just saying, we going for greater.
He's ready for the next test.
What's up?
No,
what's
but there? Seriously, I feel like I'm a good leader, but in order for me to be a great leader, I do need to slow down. You diagnosed it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm doing a lot. I was just telling my mentor, I was like, bro, I hadn't even read like no leadership, self-help books in a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
In the morning time when I'm reading, it's just like, you know, my time with God, like my spiritual maturity. I haven't had the time, like, shoot, once 6 o'clock come and I got to try to get a little workout in and the family get up and the kids get ready and the school and all of that and the hustle and the bustle and the emails and the calls and texts. Like, I don't even have a time just to sit and be like, all right, all that's set. Now I can just grow. I'm just trying to make sure I'm able to just handle my business so everybody can be good. And I've been blessed with an amazing team, you know what I'm saying, who gives me grace.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I am identifying like, yo, Jay, it's levels to it.
You got strength in
order
that
for
muscle.
That company to go to the next level, you're going to have to put some things and some people in place. And then you yourself is going to have to go to the next level.
Yeah. You can't skip leg day.
You can't skip leg day.
Ooh.
That's it right there.
No,
that's the hashtag. Right there. I love it.
Yeah, the foundation.
I love it.
Yeah,
the foundation.
That muscle ain't gonna get there if you don't.
Yeah,
work
that
out.
Muscle. Yeah, if you ain't. Nope. Gonna, yep. So that I think first, it's like you got to first identify it.
Yeah.
But I guess for me, until then, if I could just help people say, you know what, let me get out my feelings, because you might not have an emotional, you know, you might not have an emotional healthy boss that can see through it and give you grace, and you because you in your feelings, you messing up great opportunities you can get.
Dang.
You know what I'm saying? Because you and your feelings, you messing up and you out here doing some dodo stuff.
Yeah.
And now you messing up great opportunities you had because you was in your feelings. Mm. And what you thought was not really the fact. That wasn't the case. But you was in your feelings. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The enemy was in his feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Lucifer was in his feelings. Mm. My man was the covering cherub. My man could sing like crazy, but he began to feel like, yo, I would have sent myself above the stars. Like, yo, that's a problem, bro. You and your feelings. You feel like you should have been worse. How dare you? You feel like you should have been worshipped. Like, how dare you? Like, that's the problem. You know what I'm saying? He's the master deceiver. And so I'm telling you, he be whispering people. So for all y'all watching and all y'all listening, you need to really be cautious of that little voice that's whispering. Yep. When you hear something negative about somebody or you think that you think you know what they think about you, that's a sickness.
Wow.
If you think you know what they think about you and they ain't never said that, like that's a problem. Wow. You feel like so-and-so taking advantage of me. I mean, are you sure? Are they trying to? Like, have you requested and said what you need or what's going on? Yes, I can take this trip. I can't take this trip. Like, that type of thing. Like, imagine if I was like, yo, Chris, can you come in, you know what I'm saying, this week? Can you fly from L.A. to do the podcast? And you was like, yeah. But in your heart, you was like, man, he want me to fly in every week.
Yeah.
You could have said, nah.
Yeah.
You could have been like, you know what I'm saying, he going to just... I don't know, man. I just feel like I'm all over the place because I got so much I want to share,
But you know, that comes with growth and experience. It comes with maturity. Like, people just don't innately have that.
Yeah.
You have to grow to get to that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so
yeah.
What can you teach people about getting out of their emotions?
Yeah. I think the biggest thing that I would tell somebody when it comes to getting out your emotions is to not to take things personal.
How?
For one.
At least well, not first.
How do you got to give them benefit.
You got to give them benefit of the doubt.
Okay, give somebody the benefit of the
that
doubt.
That would be the first step. Okay. Give them the benefit of the doubt and then communicate. Have okay. a conversation
that's
with
two
them.
Things that I people think can that, work
but
towards.
If you just do those things, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt, but I'm still not sure, so I'm going to ask you. And, I'm going to okay. have a conversation. I'm going to put a request in.
Those are two
and then
strong
the way
steps.
You respond, now it tells me everything.
Yeah.
For instance, in your situation,
yeah.
when they was like, they taking advantage of me, they don't really value me, blah, 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 blah. As soon as you ask, like, hey, I'm doing a lot of extra roles. Can I get a pay increase? Or how long am I going to be in this role for? You're fired? Oh, well, then I was right.
Then I was
You don't
yeah.
value me. You are just taking advantage. Because if you did value me, you would say, you know what? But y'all, you knew because you had that conversation.
Precisely.
And so I just feel like to everybody listening, like if you realize like, man, I am struggling in all these different relationships, you know what I'm saying? I just talked to one of my homegirls. She told me she hadn't spoken to her mom in 2 years. I'm thinking like, what's wrong with you? Yeah. I ain't not talked to your mom in 2 years. Well, she thought this and I thought that. And I was like, ah, that's the problem.
Y'all thinking.
These thoughts.
And y'all not talking.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all not talking. You thinking, mm-hmm. but you're not talking. And you having a conversation with yourself and mm-hmm. that's what's scary. And I feel like if people can get out their feelings and get in their bag, mm-hmm. then they're going to go to a whole nother level. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just like that. I'm on another level.